I was about to say flip, but like that's
just get right into
that's
it.
That's not what happens. There's a lot of buildup before we get to that.
Flip.
Welcome. Ooh, but I don't have the outline up.
You don't have what up?
The outline. What were you going to say?
I was going to say maybe that's how we start every episode now, by flip, like we're flipping into a new episode.
Nice. Welcome. Flip. Flip. Welcome. To another episode of the Amateur Tarot Podcast. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Kevin.
That is another one of your hosts. His name is Ben.
And we are here together to solve your problems that you asked us about.
Yeah. We are, and
I always leave it off like I'm gonna say more, but then I never say more.
Never say more. Well, we're streamlining the episode now. Like we're getting to a really streamlined spot.
Oh yeah, because now fluid update needs an asterisk by it.
A performance review. We don't have anything for, so you tell them what we get into, like almost right away.
Okay.
Now.
Well, after some, I mean, we'll have to come up with some banter to really draw out the front end here, which I feel like we're capable of doing. But after that, no fluid update today, no performance review. Straight into the spread, the thing that you're here for. We have gotten a question from the Lulverse, and then we're going to answer that question first by giving some pre-advice that you can completely discount, and then we'll answer the question the way you really want it to be answered, was that we're going to draw three tarot cards, and then in the order that we draw them, those cards represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back, spiritual goal, guaranteed outcome, for entertainment purposes only, outcome.
Book it, then we do the card of the week.
And then the closing ceremonies. I feel like the show's already over.
It is already over. Let's just roll the music.
It's like when you don't have a bunch of front-loaded BS. Like,
I think I have something that I would like to tell the Lulverse.
Okay. What's your front-loaded BS?
My front-loaded BS is that we've talked about my changes in my life lately, but I was confused when I pulled up to come record today.
Changes in my life.
Yeah, your car wasn't here, and you and Julia have decided to become a one-car household.
Yeah. Although I will say it's not new. It's like this is three months now, I think, ish.
Well, you've been talking about it for 3 months, but the car's been here.
I mean, maybe you just get here before she leaves or something. I don't know. No. We got rid of her car in December.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And it's now March.
And I'm just now noticing it.
And you're just now noticing. But that's fine.
Why'd you decide to get rid of her car?
Because I own my car and it's paid off. And she was leasing her car and her lease was up. And then it was like she works from home 4 out of 5 days a week, could work from home 5 out of 5 days a week. I take the metro to school. So when it's nice out, I can bike there. When it's not nice out, I need a ride or have to drive or something. But like most of the time, we're not leaving the house at the same time.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's come up a couple times that we have to be at different places at the same time, but we figured out. One of us gets a ride, or we'll occasionally do a lift or whatever, but it's been fine.
It's interesting that I have not noticed it since. Well, I guess that doesn't make, because there's one time, we've only recorded like 4 times here in the new
year. Yeah, I guess that's true.
And one of the times was on a Saturday or something like that.
Last week may have been like our first Sunday of the new year even.
Yeah. And so Julia's either been here. Or
like if you didn't notice it, it wasn't like you didn't notice it for 3 months. You like missed it once.
I missed. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the situation. It's been good. One gas, one insurance.
That's not bad at all.
All those things is nice. So that's been working for us. And then now that it's getting nicer out, I can ride my bike more.
Well, it's nice today. Like it'll be 20 degrees next week. Probably.
Okay. Yeah. But then like the next month, it's going to be like April and that'll be good.
You sure you don't want to buy this Rolls Royce that's just sitting out here?
I mean, I probably can't afford it.
Probably not.
After that's we just went over all my tax situation.
Pretty cool car.
I owe the federal government some money. So there's that.
Yeah. But I just want the laws to be clear that you could afford it before this tax situation.
Yeah. 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 Right before I owed the federal government money, I could have bought it.
But, you know.
Probably would have changed my tax situation if I was owning a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
All right, good. Good job. You brought up a good topic. We did that.
And we proved that we can kind of keep it inside the field to play here. You know, we mm-hmm. did it for a little bit and we filled up a little bit of time at the top. And now we can just get into Queerness Corner.
Yeah, it would feel weird to just rush right in.
Yeah, you got to do a little.
Yep. Yep. All right, well, we're in Queerness Corner now, and this week we have a question from Billy, and Billy asks, how do you stay organized, productive, and on task when you live with / share space with someone else?
I mean, are...
Kevin's okay. Inquisitive.
Billy, I just want to know, like, are those things mutually exclusive? That was not the right way to say that, but, like, do those things, like, are those... I would say that those things would be too... like, how do you stay organized, productive, and on task?
Period. Question mark, you mean?
Yeah, like, that would be the question mark, and then maybe fill in later, like, I live / share a space with someone else. Mm. Just a statement.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't know, how does that make it... I guess it depends on the size of the space.
Yeah. I mean, you share a space with someone else.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, affect
bother
my
you?
Productivity.
Okay.
The organization part, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't think it's organized like cleanliness. I think it's organized like productive. It's the same thing. It's synonym. I think this is all about, like, being productive and doing the things that you need to do when you're living with somebody else.
Like, so, like, doing my taxes type stuff? Or we're talking about, like, I guess, are you working from home?
Could be. I don't know.
And it's just easier to, like, chill out with that person because they're there.
Yeah.
I don't find that with my roommate.
Okay.
My roommate and I hang out maybe once a week. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more.
Me too.
But, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't keep me unorganized. But I also live, like, less than a block away from work. So, like, if I really just needed to, like, do something, I would just go to the office.
It's kind of nice.
It is really nice.
Just walk to work.
Yeah.
Walk home. I like that.
Yeah. I haven't yet because it's been cold, but...
Sure. No, I like that. Speaking of places to walk to, I had to go to the dentist again. Got my filling... Half my fillings fixed. I got to go next week to get the rest of them.
Do you walk to the dentist?
It's right there. You see that gray building?
Oh, yeah.
That's where he is.
It'd be weird if you drove, actually.
I know. That was the thing. It was, like, snowing on that day, and Julia was like, I can give you a ride. It ties back into the car thing. She's like, I'll give you a ride to the dentist. And I'm like... I think it would honestly be a bigger pain to drive to the dentist than walk there.
Yeah, it probably would. Like, it would probably take you more time.
There's, like, a stoplight and a left turn.
Yeah. I think we left the playing field.
Okay.
We got distracted.
Blow the whistle.
Out of bounds.
We're back. All right. You and I, we're not really facing this problem. Although, I don't know. I don't think this is, like, a function of sharing a space with somebody else, but I could work from home most days, but I don't. I go in because I just feel like that separation is helpful for me.
Like, from your wife?
No, from my home.
Oh, I agree with you, actually, 100% on that.
Yeah, the separation is helpful for me. It's good for me to get away from my wife for, like, several hours a week.
No,
it's like
not working. Like, my home is my home.
Yes.
I don't want to work in my home.
Yes, and it's, like, so easy to get distracted of, like, I'm going to run this errand, and then that turns into a whole thing, or I'm just, you know, there's, like, too many other things that I could just do for a minute, and then
you end up like us talking about them for 4 hours on yeah. a podcast.
So I like to have that separation just because it's like I go to work. That is work. There's people, but there's no like bit. There's nothing else I could be doing really other than like messing around on the internet, which I don't even do that much when I'm at home. So.
Right.
So it's good. Good that way to have that separation. We haven't really given any pre-advice.
I don't really have any pre-advice because I'm actually like confused by the question.
Okay.
Because again, it comes back to like, I don't understand how living with somebody else affects being organized and productive.
Let's say this. Let's posit that this person has like a one bedroom small apartment that they share with somebody else. Maybe they both work from home or something. I would say that like based on what we just said, one suggestion is like have some separation where... I don't know. Maybe you do have an office. Go there. Maybe you don't have an office. Go to Starbucks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like having, regardless of that person, like having that transition of like, I'm here and I'm working now.
It switches something in your brain.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to like the organized part of it too, if you're in a small space, you have to keep it organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't have a lot of space.
Yeah.
If it gets messy, then...
Julia works from home. She's very good at it. I'm very bad at it.
Yeah. I'd be bad at it too.
All right. Well, we'll go to the cards. We'll see what they have to say. Maybe they have some better advice. Get one ear pick shuffle. Flip the past. More pentacles. The eight.
We've had that eight of pentacles. Recently. Gentleman is sitting on a bench, pounding out the pentacles.
That's the episode title. Pounding out the pentacles.
We pounded out the pentacles last episode too.
Oh, for sure.
And there's one by his feet, and then there's the ones that are hung on the branch in front of him.
Yep.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. That's all there is. This is a person who, I mean, apropos to the question, is like isolated and working on their stuff. Like there's that city in the background, but he's not there. He's way outside the walls of the city, working on these coins, sort of like honing his craft by himself.
I hate that as the past card. I wish it was the future card, because that's like what we said in our pre-advice.
That's exactly right. But I wonder if, you know, we don't have a lot of details. We just got into it. Like maybe this used to be the situation for Billy. Like maybe this living situation is new, whether it's a partner or a roommate or whatever. Like in the past, maybe Billy was on his own and then something changed and now he doesn't have the separation. Like,
right,
he doesn't have the option. Or he doesn't think Billy, he has the option.
Yeah, keeping Billy from that.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what Billy got used to. And so now this is very distracting, having other people around or having to share a space.
Yep.
Flip the present. Your favorite card.
Seven of Cups. I do like this card a lot. It is somebody in the foreground that's looking up at this mirage of cups that have things inside of them. So we have the bust of the woman. We have the cloaked, the Shroud of Turin-ish looking thing. The snake in the top right, the tower on the left, a bunch of jewels, a wreath, and a dragon.
You always say you're not going to describe all those things, but then you always do.
I always do. But I didn't say that I wasn't going to describe them. I thought it, and then I was like, no, I'm going to describe them.
Okay. This is good, though, for this question. I like it, because this is all about sort of daydreaming, having your head in the clouds, having all these options, and or like needing to do something, but you're thinking about the options, and you're not moving forward with anything. You're just sort of like imagining all this stuff, which makes sense, because now that you're in this living situation, you're having a lot of trouble focusing, you're thinking about all these things you could be doing instead, or like hanging out with this person or whatever it is, but you're not working. You're not moving forward.
Right.
Okay. Future. Flip.
The Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is a hand in the sky, the Spirit in the Sky card. Mm-hmm. That Spirit in the Sky is holding a wand over a valley.
Now, this was puzzling to me when we turned this over, and I was like, what is this about? But now I'm having some thoughts.
Give us your thoughts, Ben.
I'm having some thoughts, which is that the Ace of Wands is all about excitement, passion, something that you're fired up about. It's like this new opportunity is being presented to you. And we have three different suits this time. We have coins, cups, and then the wands. And so, like, maybe the problem isn't the living situation, but the problem is these things that you need to be doing instead.
Is it the things that you need to be doing instead, or is it are you focusing on the wrong things? Oh, I guess that's the exact same thing that what you said. But I'm saying, like, in the past card here, the pentacles means like you're working for money,
right?
Now you're like, wow, I can't stay motivated. Well, it's because you don't love what you're doing. You got to find
something else. Yeah. So not that that's easy to do necessarily, but you did it. So.
Yeah, by joining this podcast?
No, by leaving your old job and starting a new one.
That's true.
But yeah, I think that's sort of an interesting and unexpected twist on this, is like, we were like, oh, I have this separation, but the cards are saying maybe you won't need that separation, or this won't be a problem if you liked what you were doing more than you do now.
Go follow your passion. Start out from the Ace, that Spirit in the Sky. Yeah. You just need to find what you're passionate about. Sorry, Billy.
You have to do some hard work.
Yeah.
You have to find what you're passionate about and pursue that thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
I think it's a reading.
Yeah. All right, we're popping out of the reading. We're popping into Card of the Week.
Davi has not stopped looking at me. Like, just stare. Oh, no, you look over there and she looks away.
But she's like staring at you.
Oh, yeah, side-eyeing me.
It's because you're a stranger in the house.
But I've been here enough that Davi needs to, like, get over
it. Deal with it?
Yeah.
You would think, but it's like, I've been here as long as she's lived here, and she's still not really over me.
Yeah, I can see that, though.
She only likes Julia. She was supposed to be my dog, but she only likes Julia.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do? I do have news. I forgot I have news.
What's the news?
Got an iPad.
Oh, yeah?
My life is, it's changed.
Are you going to get Twitter again?
No. Not getting that. It's like totally unnecessary, but it is very fun.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you watch like shows on it and stuff?
Occasionally I do, but mostly I've used it for, like, I have the pencil. So I've used it for school stuff.
Oh,
like
that's cool.
Reading or like doing math stuff.
That's cool.
So it's nice. It's like a notebook, but it's digital.
But it's digital.
Yeah, so that's nice.
I like that.
It's been fun. Now I just have like, I just like sit somewhere and I'm like, I have my computer, I have my phone, I have this iPad. It's too much.
All the screens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Thanks. All right, card of the week. Tell them about it.
Card of the week is a card for everybody in this whole entire universe.
And other universes.
And it is, you know when you wake up and you're like groggy,
yep,
and then you take a shower and you brush your teeth, mm-hmm, and you put on your moisturizer and, you know, you get ready and then you're like, I'm so ready for the day now.
Yep.
That's what the card of the week is. But for a whole week, not just a day.
Sure. All right. Well, that's that. And so now we can do it.
Well, let's do it.
Flip. Page of Pentacles. He's back.
Oh, my gosh. Good old.
He's back from last week.
Bicep loving Page of Pentacles.
Yep. Skips leg day.
Definitely skips. Yeah, definitely skips leg day. Skips everything but bicep
day. But bicep day. Every day is bicep day. We are just pounding out the pentacles.
Primary principle is good news.
I like that.
Yeah.
And this is from the Pocket Guide to the Tarot by Alan Oaken.
The page contemplates the pentacle he holds in his hands. He is strong and confident about himself and where he stands in life. A good-looking and charming young man or woman has just accomplished his or her first major success and is very pleased.
Congrats.
The person is artistic and or scholarly with a definite propensity to enjoy the material and sensual pleasures of life. Hold up. With a definite propensity to enjoy the material and sensual pleasures of life.
Okay.
He or she may ask that you provide the financial circumstances through which such sharing may be possible. So hold up.
Pause.
So the Page of Pentacles is a bum.
Kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. So there's all these good things. And it's like, oh, yeah, he might make you pay for it, too.
Yeah,
by
yeah,
the
yeah.
Way.
He's like this great, successful person with all these big ideas, but you need to foot the bill.
Yeah.
So watch out for that.
So the Page of Pentacles is a millennial.
Yeah. Millennial from like the Middle Ages, you know?
No, that, like, actually, now that I think about it, I could see somebody wearing that in, like, a hip, like,
coffee shop. Where you're going to go to do your work and create separation.
Yeah. Oh.
So I guess our advice this week is, like, watch out for bums and don't be one.
That's the card of the week. Oh,
cue the music. Closing ceremonies. Games are over.
Thank you to Billy.
Thank you, Billy,
for severely confusing us. Then,
and then we gave you homework.
Then we gave you homework to find your passion.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Lols.
Thanks to everybody for listening this week. A moment of silence for any lost Lols. Good.
Oh. You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That is a website.
On that website, you can ask a question that we can read on the air.
And we will. You can also get in touch with us at our phone number, 314-325-6047. text us, call us, whatever. It'll get to us, your question.
We won't answer, but, you know.
It's probably better that way. Like, I would have a lot of anxiety if I was calling and, like, I knew somebody would answer.
Yeah, that's true. You know you're going to leave a voicemail.
For sure.
If you want to get in on the action and meet other LOLs and other tarot enthusiasts, you can do so at facebook.com/groups/amateur tarot.
Yes. And then you can also, it would be helpful to us if you went onto the podcast app that you use and rated or reviewed us so that other people could find us. 5 stars, great podcast if you're at a loss for what to say.
Spoiler alert, magic is real. What are wands? What's the, like, cups are emotions.
Oh, wands are passion.
Passion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.